Hey, this is Ethan McNeil. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. Me and my brother-in-law, Trent Keith, sell real estate together here in Indiana. If you enjoy our podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave us a review and subscribe to our channel after you finish listening. Thanks.
Okay, I think we're live on Instagram.
Yep.
And we're working on Facebook, right?
Live on Facebook.
We are. Is that like in the way? Is that
yep.
Okay? Nope, all right.
Yep.
We are back.
We are. Hello, everybody.
Hello, everyone. I'm Trent Keith with Keith Realty.
Yep. And I'm Ethan McNeil with Keith Realty.
And we have some. Pause due to poor connection.
That's just on Instagram.
It's just on Instagram. Okay. Yep. We have some things to talk about today.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, for those of you that missed out, we didn't do our live last week, and so we've got 2 weeks worth of stuff to talk about.
There you go.
Which means our show will probably be like 15 minutes instead of 12 minutes.
15.
Yeah. One thing that we've got is we had a contest going on for everybody to guess who was going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And we had some people comment, and out of those people that commented, we are going to draw your name, one of your names, and give you guys a gift card.
We have the name
in a basket.
Right.
We will be drawing that name here shortly. So stay tuned. You could win a gift card if you were one of those people that guessed.
So, that's right.
Yeah, speaking of the Super Bowl, do you want to jump into our news story?
Sure.
Okay.
You go at it. Tell them about it.
Oh, okay. Well, I did watch the Super Bowl, all of it. It was a good one.
So,
I was actually cheering for Kansas City. And they won, for those of you that did not watch it or haven't heard. San Francisco made it feel really close there in the second half. It was tied up at the halves, but then the San Francisco looked like they were going to win it there for a minute, and it's pretty good game. So, and I think everybody that commented here actually guessed that the Chiefs would win, and so they were right.
Did they really?
Yeah, I don't think there was one 49ers.
It's a good thing I didn't guess. I would have guessed wrong.
Really? You would have guessed the 49ers?
I would have.
Really?
They're up by 10 points starting the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
So I thought they were going to pull it off.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen. You know.
Yeah.
You have a quarterback like Kansas City has.
Yes. Magic Mahomes.
That's right. You can be behind and it's okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And... who was the MVP of the NFL this year?
I didn't know that.
Lamar Jackson won the MVP.
That's your fantasy football quarterback.
And he won me the fantasy football league, too. Yeah. So he's all right. I kind of like that guy.
See, Trent didn't have any other good players on his team, but he had Lamar Jackson, and that's all he needed to win his fantasy football this year.
That means he was really good and the rest of you guys are really bad.
Yeah, he was really good. Yeah. Hey, for those of you that don't know, this is an announcement. We are in our new closing area. So this is where our lives are going to be now. So.
Yeah. I thought it may look like we were just in our new log cabin home or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Nope. This is, yeah. So you'll probably see more of this place.
There you go.
Anyway, that's a side note.
Okay. You want to talk about our spring that's coming real soon?
So I saw that. I don't remember. I'm not a big fan. I shouldn't say that. I'm not on top of what all Punxsutawney Phil does, but he either saw a shadow or he didn't. I'm not sure which. But I do know that people are saying because of him that he was saying the spring is coming early. So I don't remember which is which, but... so that's good to know, and it sure does feel like spring today with warm weather and rain outside.
You know, if you're big into that, I saw a thing on Facebook yesterday that said he saw his shadow, so spring is coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
and they showed a picture of President Trump getting in his airplane. Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
And he saw his shadow, so he said he was going to win the election.
Oh, gosh.
I thought that was pretty good.
That's funny.
But anyway, okay, IU basketball lost again. I'd say,
is this the men or
women? The men's basketball team lost again. And I'm wondering if they're going to make the tournament this year.
Now the women are doing good,
The
right?
women are doing good. They're ranked 20th, I think, now. They're doing good. And the men are struggling right now. So not sure what's going on with the men's basketball team. That's a rough one.
Yeah.
All right.
I think we're ready to answer you guys' questions. So if you are live with us, we have questions here that we will answer. But we also would take any questions that you have right now on the top of your head. They can be about the news stories we just talked about or preferably about real estate. So if you are on with us on Instagram or Facebook, go ahead and just comment. We will keep an eye on the comments and try to answer them.
You want to jump us out?
Oh, you can do it. Go for it.
Is my house worth less because it is in the floodplain? Well, is it worthless? Because it's in the floodplain. Well, it depends. Are you comparing it to the house next door that's in the floodplain? It may not be worth less.
Yeah. What are we comparing this to?
It's all a matter of what you're comparing to. So, as a rule of thumb, you get less out of the same home in a floodplain than you get when you're not in a floodplain.
Mm-hmm.
The insurance is higher to not... I'm sorry, the insurance is higher when you're in a floodplain than it is when you're not. That's what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
So it costs a little bit more money to live in a floodplain area, unless you pay cash and you're not worried about it and you don't carry the insurance on being in a floodplain. So as a rule of thumb, your home is worth a little bit less if it's in the floodplain. But there you go again. Depends on what you're comparing to, because... Mm-hmm. There are nice homes in the floodplain that still bring good money. So it doesn't mean you can't get good money out of your home because in the floodplain, it just may be worth more if it was in a decent area that you did not have to carry flood insurance.
Yeah.
So, anything else you want to add with that?
No, okay. I think that covered it. So the next question was, what does the tax assessed value of my home mean? That means that you are going to be taxed. Unfortunately, there's no way around that. No, when the tax assessed value is just for your local government to basically say, hey, this is what we're going to tax you on. We think your house is, you know, worth around $150,000, so we're going to tax you on that $150,000. It really doesn't have any meaning as far as what your house could sell for in the current market, or even what it could appraise for through a bank. It might be close to that. It hopefully is close to that, but it's not the number you go with. It's just telling you how much your county or your town is taxing you. So isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. And the good part around here is it's usually less than what your home itself.
Yes.
Can't say they're charging you more taxes than what your home
is
for. I have
usually
heard that is that does happen in situations, but most of the time around here it's not that.
Yep.
So, next question. What do I do with my pets when my house is being shown?
Mm.
Well, you could put them in a cage out front that says free to a good home. No. No. The best thing to do with your pets, if your home is being shown, is to leave them with a sitter or someone who can take care of them, because there are people who do not like pets in the home. And your pet can be very protective at times, especially if you're not home and we go walking through your house showing someone else your property. They may be a little more aggressive than they would be if you were there. So what we recommend is take them to a sitter, have them someplace secure to where they don't feel like they're being threatened because we're bringing someone new into your home.
Yes.
So,
yep.
Anything else you want to add to that?
No, I just, keep your pet's safety in mind. Just like you probably wouldn't leave your kid there all alone while other people are in the house, you do not I want to leave your pets all alone in a house. And this is a shout out to one of our sellers. But you also, if you have turkeys running around in the outside of your house, you want to put those away. So if that seller is watching and they know who they are, we got a laugh out of that one. But anyways, next question. Can I look for a new house when my house has not yet sold? Yes, you will. We give you permission to look for houses before your house is sold. In fact, it's smart to go ahead and start looking because that way you know what you're looking for and you know what's a good price and when you need to jump on a house that's, you know, something you're wanting. However, you can't really close on a house until your house is sold. So just keep that in mind. If your house is on the market and you're not getting any activity, you know, then that you kind of need to probably tone it down of how much you're looking at new houses. But if you're getting a lot of activity, go for it. You know, you can put in offers on houses. They're called first rights of contingencies. You can put an offer on a house before your house even has an offer. So doesn't hurt. Definitely keep looking for houses if you're getting ready to sell.
Okay, next question. Should I take the first offer I get on my home if it is fairly close to my asking price? Wow, that's a loaded question. Okay, if it's anywhere close and you are comfortable with the offer, yes, take it. What we see a lot of times is when a place gets put on the market to begin with, they'll get multiple offers and they'll be fairly close and they think, wow, we're getting offers this fast and maybe we'll just hold off until we get an offer for more than what we're asking for. That usually causes issues. Normally, you get the most offers in the first few weeks of the time your home is listed. So if you get an offer close to what you're asking, you feel comfortable with it and it would be what you need to go ahead and move forward, I would definitely consider accepting. I would not hold out thinking you're going to get a bigger offer just because you got one so quickly.
We also had a comment. They said that I think they can send their pets. If they have pets, you can send them over to Trent's house. Hey. So is that something you offer for people that list with you?
You know, for the right amount of money, we may be able to work something out. I hadn't thought of that, but that's an idea.
Let's see. What's the next question? Is now a good time to list my home for sale? Yes, it's always a good time. We can sell your house even in the middle of winter because we're just that good. No. No, there's always people looking to buy a house. So if you are ready to sell and move, definitely go ahead and list. It's not too early in the year. It's a good time to list. And our number is 812-714-8250. That is our office number, and you'll probably get Teresa, but she'd be happy to set up a time to have us come list your house.
Definitely. Okay, that's the end of our questions on our list for today.
All right.
So we're ready to move on to highlighted listings. Oh, what have you got for today?
Okay, so we just got one here today we were going to highlight, and this one is in Quincy. I'll pull it up. This is, it's actually got an address, 11293 West Street in Quincy. It's actually about six lots of land, about three quarters of an acre. It has a well and a septic. It's currently listed for $15,900. It does have a trailer on it. That green trailer is not included. That's a neighbor, but there is a trailer on these lots, and that trailer can either be taken away or they're just selling it as is. It's definitely would need some TLC if you were going to try and live in that trailer. But $15,900, definitely check it out if you are interested in some property in Quincy.
There you go. All right. And what we're going to do for this week is we are asking this again. We did this not too long ago and we didn't get any responses. We are wanting responses from all of you that's listening what business you think we need in Spencer that we do not currently have. So if you're like, oh, we need a Chick-fil-A or we need a whatever, steakhouse, I don't know what people want. List
these are on Trent's top.
I'm still hungry. Is it lunch yet? Whatever you think we need in Spencer, list that in the comments, and you will be entered in the drawing to win for next week.
Yes. Yep. And we might actually do a separate post to a car detailing shop. That's what Skyler said.
Oh, well, you go.
He just changed his name.
Cardi. Okay. He's changed his name.
Yeah, he changed his name. That's funny. Thought we had two different people, and then I realized he just changed his name. Okay. We are now going to do our drawing for the gift card.
Yep.
All right. All of you people, this is what you were waiting for. Probably.
Okay. Here it is.
Here's our winner.
Angela West is the winner. So if you can see that, Angela, you have won. Get with us. We will have the gift card here at our office.
I think she won something else, didn't she?
Did she really? Is Angela like a really lucky person?
I don't know. I feel like she either won a turkey or a ham.
If you did, like comment on there, Angela. If you won something before, comment on our post of what you won for.
Yeah.
So people know that there are really lucky winners out there that watch our lives.
Yes, and if you want to win a gift card next week, then comment, like Skylar just did, about what type of business you would like to see in Spencer. So, and you could you could win a gift card next week. So.
And you could even say, I agree with Skylar if you do. Make him feel good.
Yeah, the car detailing shop.
That's right, car detailing shop. So, anything else? What have we got on our list?
I think that's everything. I think we're ready for our closing
quotes. Ready for our favorite quotes of the week. Go ahead, you go first.
Okay. Mine is by Seth Godin. I think that's how you say his last name. Godin.
He's gonna be upset.
Yeah, I don't know who this man is, but he said something that was worth taking note. He said, there's no shortage of remarkable ideas. What's missing is the will to execute them.
Oh, Seth has a good point there. It's a good one. Okay, here's my quote of the week by Robert Kiyosaki. I have a name again to go with my quote. The better you are at communicating, negotiating, and handling your fear of rejection, the easier life is. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that is like good. That.
Yep. So, if you have any business that we need in Owen County, listen to our comments. If you like our quotes, put that in our comments too.
Yes. Yeah, like our video. It really hurts our feelings. Trent was talking about how we need to communicate that well.
There you go.
We really need you to like and comment on our videos. Otherwise, our feelings get hurt.
There you go.
I feel better now that I said that.
See us on a live and we seem depressed, it's because we haven't got enough likes that week.
All we need is just a couple likes to get us through the week. Just kidding.
All right. Thanks everyone for tuning in. I'm Chuck Keith.
I'm Ethan McNeil.
Thanks for listening. I hope you learned something new.
See you guys.
If you have some of your own questions you'd like to ask us, then please send an email to questions@keithrealty.net. That's questions@keithrealty.net. And we'll see if we can't answer your questions on our next show. See you next time.